That leads to my second basic contention, that the best explanation of these facts is that God raised Jesus from the dead. In his book, Justifying Historical Descriptions, historian C.B. McCullough lists six tests which historians use in determining what is the best explanation for given historical facts. The hypothesis, God raised Jesus from the dead, passes all these tests. Number one, it has great explanatory scope. It explains why the tomb was found empty, why the disciples saw post-mortem appearances of Jesus, and why the Christian faith came into being. Two, it has great explanatory power. It explains why the body of Jesus was missing, why people repeatedly saw Jesus alive, despite his earlier public execution and so forth. Three, it is plausible. Given the historical context of Jesus' own unparalleled life and claims to be God's Son and the unique revelation of God to mankind, the resurrection serves as divine confirmation of those radical claims. Four, it is not ad hoc or contrived. It requires only one additional hypothesis, that God exists. And even that need not be an additional hypothesis if you already believe in God's existence. Five, it is in accord with accepted beliefs. The hypothesis God raised Jesus from the dead does not in any way conflict with the accepted belief that people don't rise naturally from the dead. The Christian accepts that belief as wholeheartedly as he accepts the hypothesis that God raised Jesus from the dead. And six, it far outstrips any of its rival theories in meeting conditions 1 to 5. Down through history, various alternative explanations of the facts have been offered. For example, the conspiracy theory, the apparent death theory, the hallucination theory, and so forth. Such hypotheses have been almost universally rejected by contemporary scholarship. No naturalistic hypothesis has attracted a great number of scholars. In conclusion, then, given these four facts, which are accepted by the majority of scholars today, as well as the failure of all naturalistic hypotheses, I think we're justified in inferring that the best explanation of the facts is the one given by the eyewitnesses themselves. God raised Jesus from the dead. If Dr. Avalos is to show that Jesus' resurrection is a mere fiction, then he must not only refute the evidence for the resurrection, but he must also give evidence that the resurrection narratives of the New Testament are, in fact, false. In the meantime, the rational man can hardly be blamed, I think, if he believes that on that first Easter morning, a divine miracle occurred.